Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and thank you so much for tuning in. Before we get started, I want to make you aware of a great event that's coming up October 20th and 21st in Jacksonville, Florida. It's the Legacy Grandparenting Summit, and we have the man behind it all right with us today, Larry Fowler. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Jim.
Okay, what's the Legacy Grandparenting Summit all about?
Well, it's the only national conference on Christian grandparenting. And it's meant to be and to equip Christian grandparents to become more intentional in passing on their faith. It is live in the Jacksonville, Florida area, but it's live streamed to about 110 churches across North America.
That's fantastic. Why should grandparents participate in the summit, and what are they going to learn?
Well, they're going to learn a lot about how to fulfill their biblical responsibility to be faith storytellers, to pass on the legacy to their grandchildren, and to see faith perpetuated in their families.
I think it's all kind of encapsulated in a wonderful and heartwarming story about someone named Tom. What is Tom's story?
Tom says that he came to the conference, his very first conference, kicking and screaming. His wife, Nancy, had been given a registration by her church because she was on staff, and she didn't want to go alone. So she said, "Tom, I want you to go with me." He couldn't imagine, Jim, going to a conference and spending 2 days talking about grandparenting when he thought he was already a really good grandfather. But he would tell you that his whole perception of grandparenting was absolutely transformed in the first hour of the conference. He saw a side to grandparenting that he had never considered. And they're wonderful, godly people. They never thought about grandparents and their biblical responsibility to be intentional and pass on faith. He would say it's absolutely transformed his perception of grandparenting. And Jim, we've seen that happen with thousands of grandparents as they have participated in the conference. And we want to encourage even more to be transformed by the message of intentional Christian grandparenting.
No, that's terrific. I'm not a grandparent yet, but my boys are in their early 20s, and I'm sure it's around the corner at some point.
You're a grandfather wannabe.
I'm a wannabe. But if I were a grandfather, I hope Jean wouldn't have to kick and pull and cajole me there, but she might someday. And I just want to encourage you to consider participating. You can get more information at our website. That's focusonthefamily.com/broadcast. So get registered and become a better grandparent. Thanks, Larry, for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.